And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I'm not even sure if I said that. But anyway, I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. I know this has been a hectic day for you.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it has.
I knew it would be.
You might just have to, if I'm rambling about something, you might just have to cut in and say, you know, whatever you might say. But anyway, it is, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, I'm part Irish, so thank you.
The only green I have is the green on the caps of my American Silver Eagles. They're green, but anyway. Hope everybody had a great St. Patrick's Day, and of course, things are beginning to get really hectic and crazy, although it's calmed down a little bit. I think a lot of you took some of my advice. You took the panic out of your buys. It's been a little bit more orderly today, but just as busy. And so prices, we'll talk about the difference in coins and so forth. And again, just like yesterday, I'm going to be going through the news with you for the first time. I haven't not had the chance to look at any of the news or anything exciting going on. So first, let's get to the market report. I have been following gold, though, of course. Gold and silver. So gold. Gold today, $1,529 off the high of $1,554. We had a low of $1,478. That's pretty much where it started out as. And so we're up $1,880 at $1,529. Silver was down 27 cents at $1,275. Platinum was down 10 at $665. Palladium was in the green territory, just like gold, up 42 bucks at $1,684. Strength in the dollar. Why not? Why not? I mean, that's kind of like the bizarro land of the U.S. dollar. That's, you know, we're giving away trillions and trillions of bailouts and money actually falling from the sky. And, hey, that's good for your dollar. Up 1.45 at 99.54. Crude oil was down another $1.84 at $26.86. That's an amazing number.
Wow.
It's an amazing number. You know, we talk about all the jobs that are going to be lost, and that's another huge market of job losses coming our way. And I'm not rejoicing about it, ladies and gentlemen, but you know what? Maybe we're going to get some reality into some of these markets. Unfortunately, it was created by, you know, this panic of the virus, but we might just get some real numbers, get some or a little reality before the Federal Reserve, Wall Street, and government gets involved and starts manipulating these markets once again. Stock market today, what'd that do today? Well, hey, market falls 3,000, so yeah, you expect it to be stronger today. You have those going in there buying on the dips. Got to get in there. Buy on the dips. 1,049 points to the upside. 21,237. The NASDAQ was up 430. 7,334. And the S&P was up 143. 2,529. 10-year yields, 1%. That's moving up. So, 0.27. So, that's telling me that they're beginning to have some buyers. Let's see, anything else going on? Or I should say lack of buyers. The overseas markets, half were up. Germany was down another 3%. London was up almost 3%. Asian markets were a little flat. All sectors seemed to be down across the board. And, you know, I just haven't been able to follow the headlines. Much of the news about gold and silver is pretty much the same. Silver has some very high premiums. Gold is the buy of the century. $20 gold pieces are really the buy of the century. And you need to have both in your portfolio. You need to be diversified in your gold and silver portfolios. So call me and talk to me about them. And again, I appreciate everyone's I appreciate everyone's patience.
Patience
as we try to return everyone's calls. So extremely hectic, and everybody's working overtime. And we worked last night till I think it was 9:30, 10 o'clock the night before. I worked all day. Friday was 10:30, so we've had some long days. I'm not complaining, but yes, I am. Anyway, no, I'm not. So again,
well,
ladies,
I just send a check to you today too, so you got some more work coming.
All right. So big headlines today: cash for the people, yay! $1,000. That's what everybody couldn't save for an emergency. So now government is going to give it to you for your emergency, and I think most people's emergencies are going to far exceed $1,000. So don't know if they're going to go too
Just
fast.
A quick comment. Can you remember when $1,000 is a lot of money? Can you remember back when we were younger, $1,000 is a lot of money?
I remember. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it's a flash in the pan now. But go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's something, and that's what someone had said. Well, you know, that comes up to $300 billion or whatever coming into the markets. Really, I think it's going to go to rent. It's going to be going to bills.
Food, yes.
At least it'll help those industries out. But it's not going into consumption. It's not going to be going into, you know, whatever people buy in order to, you know, your telephones and things like that. So cash for the people. And that's what they do. They got to get the people on board so they can do anything.
Well, you know, that's a sign of desperation from the government. That's a sign of desperation when the government starts handing out money trying to boost the economy. That's a sign of desperation for sure.
But look how cheap we are. $1,000.
I know. $1,000, yeah.
$1,000. Shouldn't somebody be a little more outraged and say, you know what, we're worth more? You know, when you guys are making billions and billions, these multinational corporations are making billions and billions, how about them pumping some money into the system? And if you're going to, I don't agree with checks to the people, but if you're going to send them out, send something out that makes a difference. Make them pay for it instead of bailing them out. Every time the airlines get in a problem, we bail them out time after time. Well, you know what? When are they ever going to stand on their own?
Well, you know, make a point here too, Melody. The government doesn't bail them out. We do.
We do.
They pass away our dollars. We pay it.
We pay it.
Exactly.
Oh, well, we create
this $1,000 when we're paying $1,000 stuff to them. They're going to give us $1,000 check maybe, but guess who's going to pay that?
Guess who's going to pay it?
So this is ridiculous.
You send me
ridiculous.
You send me a check. I'll send you a check. We all send each other checks. I don't know.
It keeps the economy moving. You know, debt on debt on debt on debt keeps the thing moving until it all collapses. And that's all it is passing out debt for more debt and more debt. Desperate times, I guess, call for desperate measures, because this is definitely a desperate measure. It happened back under Bush. I think Bush gave, what was it, $400, $500, I believe it was, they give out one time. So this is desperation. It really is. And I don't see it coming to an end.
Just like the last time. It was patriotic if you went out there and spent. Really? What happened what happened after you were being a patriotic consumer? We went into 2008. So it's like, geez, Luigi. You know? And the thing of it is, they give you $1,000, but what are you going to do with it? You can't go to a restaurant. You can't go to a bar. You can't go out shopping. Everything's closed. So what are you going to do with it? Buy gold and silver, but can't even get that.
There you go. Buy gold. There you go.
Well, this I find interesting.
Buy gold.
Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says financial markets will stay open, but could shorten trading hours. Okay. Isn't that great? When you want your money out, you won't be able to get it. They think they could control the panic by limiting trading hours. To me, that's just the same as closing it down. because you aren't going to get in there. If you want to sell, you're not going to be able to get in there. I'm already hearing calls. Well, you know, I called my analyst trying to sell my stocks, and nobody answers the phone, and nobody's returning my call, or the phone is busy. Yeah. So
can you remember now? You've been at this. I'm sorry, but you've been at this longer than I have. Can you remember this happening before, where they shorten the hours like this? Has it happened any time on your watch over the last 20 years?
Well, they've closed them before.
I know, but I mean, but to maybe shorten hours every day, cut it back to, what, 5 or 6 hours a day instead of the regular market hours, and for an indefinite period of time.
Well, I mean, I don't remember. I know they did for gold. After 9/11, when the markets were closed, they did close gold, but gold came back after a day, and the markets were down. The paper markets were down a lot longer, but they never did bring back gold to the full trading session. You used to trade up until 3:30, and then they shortened it to 1:30 after 9/11. It never came back. So,
well, it just seemed to me like they're desperate. They're grabbing the straws. That's what I'm thinking in my mind, that they're doing everything they can to prolong the inevitable, because I don't see this turning around. And with the economy going to be, that is already being hit really hard, probably harder than any time in history, with everything having to shut down and the oil industry dropping on its face. This will probably be the biggest hit on the economy that is going to make 1929 look like nothing. That's what I see happening here, because we're a lot more in debt than we were back in 1929. And that's people and the government a lot more in debt. They can't carry it much longer.
Well, I saw a headline, you know, it was always the Great Depression. I don't know who to give credit to this, but they said the greatest depression, and that's what we're going through. Well, we will see the greatest depression. You have the only reason the Dow rebounded was because of help by the Federal Reserve. You know, the Fed plans steps to ease short-term borrowing. These are just headlines. The Fed's going to borrow an additional $500 billion in overnight repo today. You have the Senate. They're weighing emergency pandemic funds. One headline sees $850 billion. Well, you know it's not going to stop there. You know it's going to be over $1 trillion. Mnuchin says Trump's administration is looking to get cash. We already talked about that, but what's cash going to do immediately? Nothing. You can't do anything. How stupid is that? That's plain stupid.
Well, again, it's desperation.
It's desperation.
It's desperation.
They're trying to eliminate the panic. Mnuchin says Americans need cash now. Poland closes border. We can't close ours, but
Europe closed the border, and Mexico is talking about closing down its border with us. Now that's an opposite direction. They're talking about keeping Americans from coming into Mexico. And I know for a fact, when I was in Tijuana here a few years ago, that many Americans work in San Diego and cross over to Mexico at night because it's much cheaper living there. If they close down the borders, that means that the Americans either stay in or out. They can't. And this is, I'm not making this up, this is for real. I mean, they're talking about closing borders down from the north to south, to the south to north. And Europe's already closed their borders. European Union is closing their borders. This is really something. Whether the virus is going to be as serious as they claim it's going to be, that's not the point now. The point is, it's really shutting down the world. The world economy's shutting down. Italy, France, Spain, us, and China, at least for a while. They may back up, but I don't think so. But these are shutting down major trading partners worldwide, Melody. That's got to hurt. People are going to be desperate. And that's what really concerned me. When people get desperate, they do stupid stuff. And that bothers me.
And you know what the thing of it is? That the one thing that no one is really talking about, or in all the reports of all the viruses around the world, no one is talking about India. I can't even imagine what it's going to do to India.
Yes.
I cannot imagine.
And what's happening in Russia, by the way? I haven't heard much about that either.
I think they shut their borders a long time ago.
But as far as the virus, are they getting hit?
Well, I think that, yeah, they do have some, but I don't know what the numbers are off the top of my head. But, you know, I mean, they're buddies with China, so I'm sure they were working hand in, you know, helping one another out. Of course, they didn't help Iran. You know, and again, we don't know the numbers that are floating around. We don't know what's true and what's not true. And that's a sad thing when you get used to knowing that a government lies to you. I mean, some still believe what the government says. Some believe 100% what the government says. But I've always questioned what the government says. I don't know where it came from. I just always questioned the government. If they said to do one thing, I always did the opposite. Because I knew the government wasn't good for me. And somebody I get accused of, you just don't like. Yeah, somebody says, you just don't like any government. Anything they do is wrong.
No, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. No.
We need government.
We need government. We do. The Bible even says that. We need government.
It's just not this government. It's just
right.
Not this one.
Well, even so. Reagan said, trust but verify. You know, trust but verify. Okay, they say this is right. All right, let's make sure. Let's verify it. Yeah, and the government, from the record they've had in my lifetime, I wouldn't trust any politician for good morning. I don't know of any of them that I would. I just couldn't do it. But, you know, I have an article here that I wanted to ask before we get ready to go to break. But tell me what this means. It's out of Reuters. The Federal Reserve is planning to reinstate a facility previously used during the 2007-09 financial crisis to improve liquidity in a key short-term funding market. Two sources familiar with the matter told Reuters. Announcement about the reintroduction of the commercial paper funding facility could be made as early as Tuesday. The source said the move is one of the several being taken by the central bank to counter the economic impact of the coronavirus outbreak. I don't understand what commercial paper funding facility is. I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I do. And we can talk about that when we go into the break here because, you know, we'll probably talk about it a little bit longer than what we have left. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Products, premiums are still quite high. And we'll also talk about those when we come back, which will be in just a couple minutes.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Don't
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 800-375-4188. Going into the break, we were talking about the Commercial Paper Funding Facility. That's a mouthful. CPFF.
Yes, it is.
Is a little bit, nobody really cares. I shouldn't say that we care. But your normal person out in the mainstream media goes right over their heads. But this was created by the Federal Reserve for the crisis of 2008. And what it does, it's supposed to improve liquidity in the short-term funding markets. Now, the one that was created back in 2008 funded a special purpose vehicle, those SPVs. And what it was, that purchased three-month unsecured, and asset-backed commercial paper from eligible issuers. This resulted in greater availability of credit for firms doing business. It worked under the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. And, so it expired. Now, this facility that is being reopened or expired back in 2010. So I guess these are like little bonds, I would guess. The CPFF began operations October 27th. Now, what's interesting, we haven't heard any news about any companies going out of business, any bankruptcies. But the CPFF began following the collapse of Lehman Brothers and the bailout of AIG. So they were a little bit in the rears, and I know they're probably thinking they're going to do this now, trying to address the situation before the airlines and everything else goes under and we start bailing them out, but it all works together. So the CPFF is a method of short-term funding.
Okay, so it's like a repo kind of.
It's a bailout
is what it is.
Yeah, the program lent out $738 billion before it was closed. Now, this really irritates you. 45 out of 81 of the companies participating in this program, this was in 2008, were foreign firms.
Oh.
Now, doesn't that gripe your grip?
Yes, it does.
Research shows that everybody remembers the TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program recipients, were twice as likely to participate in the program than other commercial paper insurers who didn't take advantage, so they had options. Supposedly there was no losses incurred from this program, but they're not going to tell you that anyway. Now, this program was created at the same time that the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, had implemented the Temporary Liquidity Guarantee Program to increase liquidity in interbanking lending. So I don't care what they say, that how strong our banks are, they wouldn't be going back to what worked then if there wasn't serious issues.
Well, I want to ask you a question. I'm sure there's probably an even a question, but I'd like to know. If the Fed wasn't doing repos, would the banks be closing?
If they weren't lending them the money, yeah. Short-term lending in various ways and programs, with the TARP programs and the bailouts, sure. Banks will have a banking holiday. I just don't know when. That is coming.
So the banks are not making enough profit on their own to sustain themselves.
They don't have to follow any of the guidelines for the fractional reserve banking. So all these rules just get thrown out the window.
So they've destroyed themselves
because
through greed, more or less.
Debt. It's all about credit. It's all about debt.
Yes. But see, that's kind of spooky that when the Fed has to keep pumping in billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, into the banking system and keep it going day by day. If they miss a few days, and that's only supposed to last a week or two back in September. This is middle of March. If that would end, then the banking structure would collapse, if I understand this right. And that's kind of scary to think about. That's kind of spooky.
We will have a banking holiday.
I believe that.
I couldn't imagine, even back in, during the Great Recession, not Depression, Recession, there was questions whether they would actually close the banks. I mean, there was a lot of banks that were closed. A lot of banks were going under at that point in time. So there was that possibility, and a lot of people were standing in line waiting for their banks to open so they could go in and do what they needed to do. So that was real, but it wasn't done on a national basis. This will be done on a national basis, on a worldly basis. I mean, look at Italy. Oh my gosh, their yields are increasing so great, just like, you know, Italy's toast. They will bring down the European Union. Only because, wow. I mean, if you look at the issues that they've had, and even the bailouts that they had, they were worse off than Greece. But Greece didn't have a world closing their businesses all at one time. Even if this was a staggered closing of economies around the world would be one thing, but it's all being done at the same time, and we don't know for how long. People say 2 weeks. It's going to go on much longer.
If it ended right now, getting back on your feet, the countries, I'm saying, the nations and the economies and all the businesses, it's not going to happen overnight, is it?
Of course not.
I mean, it's like firing up a burner that runs a steam engine. You know, the fire goes out. It takes a while to get a steam up again.
It takes a while.
So it does.
And it will never come back. It'll never come back.
Back to what it was. Mm-mm. I don't doubt that. But I've got to read this article. I think this affects a lot of people. Upside down world of negative rates is coming for U.S. savers. That's out of Bloomberg. Mattresses full of money. Getting paid to take out a mortgage, surging demand for safe deposit boxes. These are some of the ideas people have about what happens when interest rates turn negative. Just a few months ago, such scenes, as at least in the U.S., seemed unthinkable. But you and I both talked about months ago, it said it's going to happen here too. We knew it was going to happen. But anyway, but when Treasury yields tumbling and the Federal Reserve slashing rates to near zero on Sunday, Americans may soon get a taste of them firsthand. Panic over the coronavirus and its threat to global economy has made the prospect of negative rates in the U.S. at once all too real. Americans are currently staring at Treasury yields closer to zero than they were during the 2008 financial crisis. J.P. Morgan Chase and Company says the odds are rising T-bills will go negative and hurt savers in a $3.8 trillion money market fund in industry. Indeed, traders in Asia woke Monday to quotes below zero on some bills. Now, if what you have in the bank, if people have money in the bank, say you got whatever your savings account in the bank, 20, 30, 40, I don't know what you got in there. If this goes negative, then they'll have to pay the bank to keep the money. Is that the way I'm looking at that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, what's the use keeping it in the bank? You know, I mean, that's you lose money in the bank. The least you bring it home is devaluing because of inflation, but it's not devaluing because they're taking from you what's in the account. So withdrawing the money from the bank makes more sense than leaving it in there, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what I'm, this is going to really put a hurt on people. Trump thought it was going to help. This is not going to help. I don't. You know, he's supposed to be a businessman. He really is. I understand he's supposed to be a bought-out billionaire. Although I know he's bailed out many times by different people, but nonetheless, he's supposed to be a businessman. How could he think that negative interest rates are going to help anybody? I mean, how's that supposed to work? What's it going to do for the people when their retirement is they depend on the 501ks or whatever the whatever it may be the 401ks? I'm sorry, my mind's going to blank on that. But the IRAs, all they put in there to save and to retire on, they're drawing interest. If they start losing money, what's the point of having them? The 401ks, the IRAs. Wait a minute, what's the point of it?
Well, it isn't the point for the people who have their money in their pension plans and retirement accounts. It's never about them. So it's all about
them.
It's all about keeping the markets happy. It's all about keeping the economies flowing. and it took negative rates in Europe in order to do it for this long. Where do you think they're going to be going? How do you think they're going to pull out of their this little recession where their countries are closing? They were all in negative rates over in Europe. So now where are they going? Negative, negative?
Well,
negative,
you know,
negative rates?
I was watching
it isn't funny, but I mean, it's just
it
like...
It isn't funny.
Where did it anybody isn't. Think this was going?
But I was watching shows, a news broadcast pointing out Robin Mead, whatever station she's on. I can't remember which one, MSNBC maybe. But anyway, the financial reporter on there actually told the truth. Said people who had the retirement funds in the market have lost a lot of money. I've never heard anyone else say that. Like, are you hanging there? It's going to come back. She didn't say that. She said they lost a lot of money. Straight up and down, and that, of course, is an understatement. The trillions of dollars been wiped out of the market. So people that are in there still and trying to hope for turn around may be in for a rude awakening when everything drops to nothing. I don't see it coming. See it turn around, go back up to 29,000. Do you?
No, I don't. But then I still remember Venezuela. You know, hyperinflation, country falling apart. And their stock market was, they were eating animals off the street, and their stock
yes.
markets were right. So, you know, inflation can do funny things. But on the other hand, you know, we are different. And, you know, again, what difference did it make if their stock markets were making record highs? They couldn't eat.
That's the point. So they still lost everything.
They still lost everything. So, you know, this is, you know, people should be, you know, I mean, we have to first take care of our health. And, you know, we need to, you know, really try to understand what's going on and to share the information. Because people really should be outraged. And don't ever forget that this was done to you. Knowing exactly where, I mean, how could we have been talking about this for 25 years? If we didn't think about what they were doing, they knew what they were doing. If we talked about it, they certainly knew what they were doing. And this is all part of their doing. This is all designed.
And what you just said is so true, and it kind of hurts to hear it. They done it to us.
They
did
it
to us.
Yes.
Yes, they did it to us. They didn't care what happened to us. They made their beans and trillions. They did it to us.
And people thought that they were on our side.
Oh, yes.
And that's nothing further from the truth. So it's, but what do we do about it now? Well, you need to take care of yourself. Because there will be a day when your retirement accounts and your pension accounts continue to go down, and the government's going to come to you and say, hey, we need that money. We know legislation was already written for that. To where they'll take your money and say, well, you know what? We can give you this annuity-like program. You'll never run out of money if you survive the virus, because we know that the virus attacks old people. So if you survive that, we'll make sure you never have to worry about your money again. And that's what they're going to do. It's a given.
But they will cut your check to do that.
Well, sure they will.
See, people don't understand, they're not going to, if you got $2,000 a month coming to Social Security right now, you're not going to have that when this happens. You may get half if you're lucky. So if you can't live on $2,000 or $1,500, what it may be, how are you going to live on half? Oh, they'll guarantee come in there. Sure they will, like they guaranteed Social Security for us all. The guarantee will be there when you get older. Sure. Okay. Now we have businesses wanting to quit paying it while they're going through this crunch. So, folks, think about it. They did it to us more than once already, and this one's going to be a biggie. I mean, so, I will tell you, I mean, they didn't even kiss us first. They just did it.
I know. We didn't even drink.
So,
but you know what? It's funny, too. It's funny, too, because I was talking to someone about their retirement accounts, and it's like people just don't get it. They think it's owed them. They think that they put money into it. They have a contract with the people they work with. And it was pretty much, well, you know, the corporations, yeah, they might renege, but, you know, governments will pay. No, they won't. Oh, yes, they will. No, they won't. You're not going to get this. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
How many times have we tried to tell everybody, if it's not in your hand, it's not yours?
Right.
I mean, if it's not, and if it's paper in your hand, it's still not yours. It's got to be tangible assets, gold, silver, food, water filters, whatever. If you depend on somebody else to make sure that you eat, you might be in for a very rude awakening. If it's not in your hands and your possession, it's not yours. Promises don't pay the bills. They just don't. And now we have Boeing. Boeing, a huge company, it's been downgraded because of...
As they should be.
Yeah, they should be. Of course should be. But this... You know, this is it. And worst of all, Boeing will likely be downgraded again. It's already a BBB rating from A-, as S&P kept it on credit watch negative, meaning it may be just a matter of time before Boeing is downgraded to junk, making it the world's most iconic fallen angel. Do you remember when GM was an angel? As GM goes, so goes the country. You remember that?
I do.
You remember back in the 80s when Chrysler got on welfare?
Mm-hmm, sure do.
You know, but those are too big to fail. They can't go down. That's impossible. People, anything can be taken down. And this, again, proved that point. And if they can take down a corporation this size, they can take us down pretty easily. And they have. They truly have. And we haven't seen anything yet.
We really haven't. And you know, if this was just something where I really thought it was just a 2-week deal, I would think, they might be able to pull something out of their hat, and you know, they might be able to turn this around for a little bit longer and so forth. But I've come to the conclusion that this is going to last way longer than 2 weeks. And I think I recognize the fact, and you know, I get we're not getting the story on this. I get it can be coming from... I get that it could be something totally different than what we think it is or what it could be. But what I also have to say is we're heading into a break, and we'll be right back to finish those thoughts. Please stay tuned.
Prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every limbo boy and girl all around the limbo world.
Hi. Look at Melody go.
Limbo rock, all around the limbo clock. Jack be limbo, Jack be quick. Jack go on the limbo stick. All around the limbo clock. Now, hey, let's do the limbo rock.
Todd's getting better now. The bumper's getting better all the time.
He is. He is. Keep up the good work, Todd. We do appreciate it. That was nice.
Thank goodness we still have a sense of humor. That's important
in times like this. It's been some heavy days, and you know, it does take us emotionally. It takes us
watching
the markets. You know, we have highs, we have lows, we have in betweens, and everywhere else. But you know, again, I do believe this is going to go on a lot longer than 2 weeks. If we look again, just based on the information that they give us, I know there's other. I've been here before, so I get it. But
the CDC wants to talk about shutting down a thing for 8 weeks, or wants to.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the large swaths of America are shutting down after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Sunday night advised against holding large gatherings of more than 50 people at least 8 weeks to fight coronavirus. 2 months. The recommendations led to 4 states ordering bars and restaurants to effectively shut, limited them to the takeout only in New York City anyway. So Washington, Ohio, Illinois, Massachusetts are all shut their bars and restaurants. And by the way, as I just told you and Todd during the break, Crystal works with me here in the office of ministry a couple of days a week. She also works part-time at Tudor's Biscuit World. And the governor, I understand, has ordered the restaurants to shut down at 6 o'clock this evening in our state, and we don't even have virus yet. We're the only state that doesn't. People, whether this is for good or bad, I'm not debating this, it's not for a good thing, but they're panicking.
Yeah.
They're panicking.
Yeah, but
and
you
when
know
the restaurants
what?
Have to shut down, they're going to go out of business.
Well, they are. But I don't know if it's a panic or not. I don't know what's true and what isn't. But we almost have to take that the face of the value, there's something going on. And
yes.
do you take the risk? And, you know, if this is an airborne virus, and I know the 5G theories and all, I get that, and they're very convincing. But we still have to think of it as I have to look at this as a virus. And if it's airborne, which I think it is, well, I believe it is, and it is attacking a certain group of people. Even people who I spoke to says, Melody, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. She says, I don't even follow what these conspiracy theorists say. But even my fiance and myself, we talked about it differently, and there's a reason why it's attacking older people. It eliminates healthcare issues. The insurance companies must love it. We have the baby boomer population. You have Social Security. You have Medicare. All of these three are basically belly up. Now, coincidence? But then you have to go back and think, well, no, this is a man-made virus. So it targets. I'm sure they can, you know, do to where it targets various characteristics in your DNA
races.
Or whatever, your receptors or whatever.
Yes, yes.
So, this isn't going to go away.
This is not a conspiracy theory because it's fact. This is happening. But we talked about this for 20 years, and people say, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, ha, ha, ha. This is a theory then. There's no virus. The businesses aren't shutting down. This is all made up. We're making all this up, people. We're saying all this because we're just conspiracy theorists. That's insane. People think that way. This was a man-made virus. That's provable.
Yeah.
And there's no, and it started in the U.S. That's also provable.
Did you know they had major war games in Wuhan back in October?
Oh, yes, 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 I did. And did you know Bill Gates had a scenario of 2019 of this virus coming out?
Yeah, but I'm thinking more along the lines of there was huge military games.
Yes.
In Wuhan. I didn't hear about them before now. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, that happened some time back, yes.
October. So the timeline for this virus was October, November.
Interesting timeline, isn't it?
Coincidence again? No. So maybe the U.S. did take it there and let loose.
I think that's a very good possibility. It really is. And again, people say, well, conspiracy theorists, people, how many times do we have to be proven right before you think maybe we know what we're talking about once in a while? How many times get proven right? You probably saw this too. Amazon suspending all shipments of their medical supplies and household staples. So they're going to shut down everything they ship out. You know, you won't be able to get a lot of things that you usually get through Amazon online, because many people, of course, now shop online because they can't go out and they're getting overwhelmed. So the only thing going to be shipping out is medical supplies and household staples. So that's also another thing we don't foresee. Amazon being overwhelmed with online orders. I didn't in my mind that could happen, but it is happening. So that's another move in the direction where it's going to restrict some things that people are used to getting through Amazon. They won't get until this is over, if ever again. And it's bad now. They're postponing primaries in the states. Ohio, postponed their primary. Florida had their primary, but the workers didn't show up. Very many of them showed up. So, you know, and Illinois and Arizona, things are the changing dates on that. You know, you mentioned some time ago there may not be an election in 2020. Well, they're certainly delaying the primary some places now.
I know.
You may be right.
I do believe that there will be no election.
You may be absolutely right. Because if this is any indication that there won't be, with elections, if they stop the primaries going on, it's a good possibility there won't be an election in November. And if Trump said this will go on through August, if this continues through August at the rate it is right now, America can't survive it, Melody. Financially, they can't survive it. Businesses can't survive it. The government cannot bail out businesses for the next 3 or 4 months. It's impossible. They can't survive it. And it could very well be no election because we could be in a state of emergency, a real state of emergency. So you may be right on that. You know, you may be right, completely right on that. But we cannot survive at this rate for another, through August. I don't see how it's going to happen. You have any comments on that? Because I want your input on that. I don't see how it's going to happen. Do you?
The election?
No. No, that we can survive this at this rate of falling on our face for the next up through August. How can we survive it?
Well, I don't know how they, I mean, you know, they already have some sort of a plan. Well, maybe not. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm going to get myself in hot water. But I think not just this administration, I think all administrations, they're just incompetent.
I agree.
And they can't do it because it's just, they just can't. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen after 2 weeks. I mean, no one has addressed those issues. And if this goes on until, I think what's going to happen, I think what you're going to see is, I think, you know, maybe it will get better come summer. But then I think as it goes into fall, I think we're going to be right back where we are today.
Well, that's scary.
It is.
That's scary, Mel.
I mean, why wouldn't we be here where we are today? There's no vaccines.
Now, wait, they did not test one on vaccines. 40-some people, they've been tested with right now with it. I think 40-some people have been shot the new
they're
vaccines.
They're doing human testing.
Right. Yeah.
But it's still not going to be ready for a year or so. Some people are saying, well, we'll just get our immunity naturally. Oh, okay. All right.
That's a good idea. Try it. I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, for the youth, the young ones will. But I think come fall, this is going to just come right back, and I think it will hit harder than what it did now. That's what I think.
I want to share this one little article here because I think it's kind of touches your heart, and you can feel for these people. This is in San Francisco, where 7 million people in San Francisco are woke up to empty streets. You know, they're on shutdown. About 7 million people in San Francisco Bay Area woke up Tuesday to nearly empty highways, shuttered stores, and banking streets after officials issued an order for residents to shelter out of their homes and only leave for essential reasons in a desperate attempt to slow the spread of coronavirus. Miguel Aguirre, 38, his wife and two children are the only ones along a street near San Francisco City Hall, on an area normally bustling with office workers and commuters. Tuesday morning, only two coffee shops were open and empty. Aguirre and his wife are janitors at the Boys and Girls Club, and he said they heard television of the shelter-in-place order, but they decided to show up to work anyway because they need the money. Now, that's, folks, think about that. How many people are in the same kind of boat? It's really a scary situation for us because if we don't work, we don't eat, said Aguirre, who lives in Oakland and has had to bring his daughters with him after school were shuttered. He said he already lost his second job at the Hotel St. Francis, where he worked in banquets, which dried up after tourism and conferences started plummeting a month ago. There've been days when I want to cry, but I have to keep going. This is a very difficult situation, Aguirre said. He said his supervisor had just texted him that he needed to leave San Francisco and the family was closing the club to return home. We're really scared because if we don't work, we don't eat, and we just bought a home 3 months ago. Melly, there's going to be thousands, if not millions, in that same boat, or millions in that same boat. How many people do you know that live from paycheck to paycheck and barely make it thin?
And you know what? Even I think as we went through the Great Recession, when there was job losses, it usually just happened to the one member of the family. I mean, sure, it happened to two, but I don't think to the large degree that it's going to happen here. You're going to have two people in a family with no job, with no income. Sure, you got unemployment insurance. Lucky ones might have a little bit of savings. But now, I mean, at least you get to stay home with your children. So you don't have to incur any additional, charges, with daycares and things like that.
Well, it's getting so bad that casinos in Las Vegas are asking for help, emergency aid.
Yeah.
I mean, casinos. That's a fact. And de Blasio just is considering a citywide shelter-in-place edict, in New York. And on top of that, this is a totally different situation, but it's real. The second wave of locusts could hit one-third of the world's nations, warning says. Now, this time around, the locusts could be 400 times worse than were the first time. This is covering many nations in Africa. Now it's going into the Middle East. The United Nations estimates 20 million are facing the threat of severe food insecurity. Said 1 kilometer of locusts will eat as much as 35,000 people can eat in one day.
Wow.
In times of plague, desert locusts can spread across around 29 million square kilometers, extending to around 60 countries, or more than 20% of the total land surface on the planet. That's very serious. This virus is hitting, good or bad, whether it's really all as bad as it is not, I don't know about that, but it's destroying economies worldwide. The locusts are coming into all over Africa, moving to the Middle East. I mean, these are real things, folks, and maybe our God's trying to tell us something. Maybe we didn't pay attention very well when he's trying to warn us about some things. I'm not here to preach to you today. I'm just here to tell you, this is not normal. This has never happened before in this country, Melody, where we got hit like this, never before in Africa and other countries have the locusts been this bad. I mean, this is unbelievable, the things that are happening. And Tennessee had 5 earthquakes yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, don't tell me maybe somebody of a greater power than us is not trying to get our attention. I mean, I'm not here to preach to anybody, but I'm telling the truth. A payday always comes sooner or later. And maybe we shouldn't mock the one who gave us this to start with and took care of us for so long.
It's going to be interesting to see how governments change things. I mean, there was an article out of Reuters about how France could nationalize big companies if necessary. I mean, they're prepared.
Yes.
To use all means to support big companies suffering in financial turmoil. So what do? They nationalize it. So your food, your
that
mining
can here
companies,
too.
Your
that yep. can happen here too.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Private, you remember yep. the old saying, the private public partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
That's yep. nationalization of a business. That's what that
yes,
is.
That's what it is.
So yeah, we're seeing it happen now. I mean, if the National Guard has been called in to protect food, transportation, and the Walmart and all the other big conglomerates work with the government, that's called nationalization. That's what it is. That is called communism. That's what it is. Like your lumpet people, that's what it is.
But this is one thing where, you know, fear, people will allow anything to be done if they're scared.
Of course, fear is a great motivator.
And you know what? I can't think of more of a fear than a virus circulating the world.
Yeah, you can't choke a virus, can you? You can't get your hands on it and shoot it.
No. Wars, of anything else, we were able, it was always, you know, over there. It wasn't here.
Right.
And now it's here, and there's nothing we can do about it.
That's the scariest part. I mean, we can't see it to fight it.
We can't see it to fight it.
If it were an enemy we could see and they stop with the gun, we could attack it, but it doesn't work that way.
What does work is our hour runs out of minutes, and it's that time again. And you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom here with Butch Paul. Please be safe out there. Good night, and God bless.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.